Hello and welcome, Bobbles Nation.
Welcome, Bobbles Nation. We are back again. Just when you thought you could hide, you can't. We are back with another incredible guest.
Yes, we are.
Who's in the Bobbles world.
Yes, she is. Deep in it.
Deep in it. I would like to formally introduce Alexa.
Alexa.
Hello.
Lindsay can't pronounce her last name. That's why she didn't sip.
I would love for you to try that. Just once.
Say it.
I've never heard you try. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's more simple.
It is like the country version, you know? My parents have a little twang in it because they saw it.
So
it's whatever you want.
Yeah. You're Japanese and me.
Yes. Oh, so interesting.
Yeah.
You could be anything. So we have. It's just more fun to say Alex.
Yeah, it is.
A sexual name.
Yeah, sure. She has bedroom eyes, too. As my grandmother would say, she's got bedroom eyes.
You hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. I got class player in high school, so.
Oh, yeah. That's a good story. I got best dressed.
Obviously.
No one knew who I was.
They do now.
It didn't exist.
It's the best when people say, oh, I went to high school with Lindsay. I'm like,
they did.
She didn't go to high school with you.
I didn't. I remember a friend of mine was sitting in a class, and I came in to give the teacher something, and some kid next to her leaned over and said, I love that substitute.
That is hilarious.
There were a lot of white button downs with a jewelry, so not much has changed.
No,
mm-mm. Yeah,
so. I'm curious when you'll get into necklaces or when that will cycle back for you.
I wonder, that's a very good question. Remember, I never wore earrings.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, we wouldn't have caught her dead in an earring. Now she wears the biggest ones possible,
right? I mean, not the first time, I didn't know
it. Yeah, now they're bigger than my hair.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you too. You just don't sound like as loud as us. Yeah, of course. Well, we'll wet the beak.
You wet the beak.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like your mic is on.
It's on then. Really?
Wait, talk into it now?
Hello.
Now it's on.
Oh.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi.
Oh, wait, you're not on either. That's the case. Am I the only one that's on?
No, it was just me that was off.
Okay.
All right. So,
back to regularly scheduled programming.
Alexa, tell us. Before we get into the juicy details, Tell us your Bobbles story.
I would love to. I feel like, oh, there we go. I was going to say it's really loud. So I started 3 years ago in the Newport location.
Time flies
when you're having the time of your life.
Right.
At the time, I was in grad school for engineering. Engineering.
I love it.
She has bedroom eyes, and she's really smart.
Really smart. Science and shit.
Yeah, science and shit.
But you studied rocks.
Well, like, me too. It does coincide. Like, I had to take geology courses.
You didn't study geology?
I had to take, I did hear you tell someone that at one point, but.
I thought you were a geologist.
No. I focused on climatology.
Ooh.
So I was very into the weather and how it affects marine biology.
Didn't you work at the aquarium too?
I worked at the aquarium.
Oh my goodness, yeah, tell us about the aquarium.
Okay, so it does align with my story because I was working at an aquarium and in school, also working at a boutique on the side. But when I was at the aquarium, I traveled with animals and I did education and research. And I did lose an alligator once in a school. That's my story associated.
Way.
Yeah, so I would travel with gators that were, like, the length of my thigh, and we would travel in, like, little cages with them, and I dropped the cage, and it went wobbly down the hallway. But everything was fine. So anyway, I did
that. Were the kids freaking out?
They had to go back into the rooms. We had to shut, like, it's like a lockdown. It's like a code red, code gator.
That's amazing.
Remember we did the news and they lost the bird?
They lost the bird too, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing a fashion news segment. I think we're in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
We're in Rhode Island. Yeah. And they had somebody there representing the zoo. She had this rare bird with her.
Mm.
So they take the bird out of the cage. Yeah. Right before we went on, the bird flies away. Yeah. It was pandemonium.
And the doors were open.
Yeah.
We were taking our segment outside.
Extremely rare bird.
Yeah.
So no one cared about our outfits. But we look great that day.
Maybe in the opposite. It's so white. Like, rather than the animals coming to me, they all fled from me.
Mm. Oh, maybe. Interesting.
Good thing I left.
Okay, so she left the aquarium.
Okay, so I love the aquarium. And I was like, I want to stay in retail. I really enjoy it. I was always that girl that was dressing all of our friends. I went to private school. Did you go to private school again?
You would think.
You didn't.
No, I wanted to desperately.
Okay.
My mom said I needed too much supervision.
And you seem like you would. If that's very possible.
You would have crushed
Kelly. I would have crushed it. No. I know.
I would have crushed it.
I know it. It should have been. What I was begging.
I ask is because, like, when you're wearing a uniform, you, like, are dying to put on all clothes. Yeah. That's why I liked fashion so much.
What was the uniform?
A sexy little uniform. I'm kidding. A gray pleated skirt.
Was it plaid?
You could buy the plaid, but for some reason, the cool girls didn't wear plaid. They only wore gray.
I can see that.
Yeah, you would roll your skirt up.
Of course.
Yeah, and I have really long legs. They had like you stood up wherever your fingertips hit your thighs. Like, that's how long it had to be.
Yeah.
But my legs are so long, I could have a really short skirt because my fingertips were like, near my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, a little button up. That was kind of it. Clogs. Gross. Like Birkenstocks. We wore Birkenstocks with big socks.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm going on a tangent.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. So, working at the aquarium, working at another boutique, saw the posting for Bottles and Lace in Newport. You guys were opening up. And I emailed someone at the time.
That we won't name. It's a name we will never. What's in Harry Potter?
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
What do they say?
He who should not be named.
She who should not be named.
Yes.
I so bad.
It's fine.
I'm not saying
her name. Listen, it's our podcast.
I'm
do whatever we want.
Yeah, traumatized. I'm not saying her name.
That's right.
Yeah, I emailed her and I was like, hey, I know you're hiring for stylists. I think I overqualify, but I'll still take it. And I interviewed and I ended up being the store director. And then 6 months later, we actually went to dinner together in Andover.
I remember that too.
I remember the table we sat at. Yes. In the corner.
Me too.
The oyster place.
Too.
And Lindsay had this grand idea franchising, and I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
It was you, me, Voldemort, and Lindsay.
Yep.
And yeah. We chatted about what that might mean in the future. And the next thing I knew, I was into visuals, and
Voldemort was out. And here we are.
And here we are.
And then you had to drive me out of Newport because I didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a fun store.
So fun.
If you haven't been to the Newport store, it's a party. It's
always a party.
Always.
We pour the most rosé in Newport.
Mm-hmm. For sure. People like to drink. It's fun.
I know. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Everyone's on vacation or going out or doing something.
Even the people that live there. It's a common vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always do something fun.
Yeah. So
tell us some of your favorite stories from the Newport store. Tales from Newport.
Okay. So I was just telling Michaela that a year ago today, we were looking at my memories on my Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get into too much detail because it's just funny between you and I. But I don't think other people would find it funny.
They won't.
But we...
This is what I don't know.
We had Derek, Lindsay's husband, performing.
Oh, yeah. It was the Fest. Yeah. The Rambo was a puppy and he was there.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We took him to Sephora.
Yeah. We took him to Sephora. Derek and Lindsay had grand plans of setting me up with Derek's new guitarist, who's so hot, but
he's super hot. He's on Hinge.
I saw him on Hinge the
other
day.
Wow. Yeah. He's not from me, but he's so hot.
You can't take it away from him.
No, I would never. He's so hot. I would tell him to his face. He's hot.
He knows he's hot, though.
He does. He runs around Marblehead shirtless. If you've seen him, if you know.
If you know, you know.
I have seen it.
Okay. Anyway, so either way, it wasn't a romantic match for me.
No, but it's okay. We still had one night.
Yes.
So anyway, we had music playing, but it was so dead because people were at Full Fest, and I saw this group of like what 8 guys sitting outside. I was bored, so we brought rosé.
She strutted out there with a tray of rosé.
My rosé, we actually have it like recorded somewhere because you were filming Derek.
Yeah.
You see me walk past the shot with my rosé. Booms out.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
They're a couple over his shit. I give him the rosé. I'm like, hey, guys, just flirting. Long story short, one of them ended up DMing me. He went on Bottles and Lace Instagram, which has how many followers?
A lot.
And somehow found me from our one interaction. We never went on a date, but it's a wild fucking story.
Yeah. Do you wish you did?
He has a girlfriend now, so
no
wishes. Okay. I forgot his name, to be honest with you.
I kind of remember what he looked like.
I think I got sick the next morning. It was all over.
We went
home.
We went, oh.
We had to go, that was that night. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
So here we are, and you are now the visual director for all of Baubles and Lace entirety. What does that mean? What do you do?
How do you visually direct?
Yeah, so actually somebody asked me this question yesterday, and I was like, I had a new definition that I'd never really said before. I feel like I have different jobs for each stage of the story, which makes it so exciting. So when I started doing visuals for Lindsay and the corporate stores, it was mainly just making the stores not only look beautiful, make them profitable, first and foremost. I guess it's like I manage the product, not the people.
Okay.
What's also really fun is I get to help with the early process of designing the store.
For the franchises.
For the franchises.
And even my corporate store. We did Boston, and that was awesome.
That was one of my favorite memories, was the Boston store. But yeah, it's an ongoing process, because as a new product comes in, then there's new, you know, directive, and it's a very creative job, but also has purpose in a sense of it's all like, what's the word I'm looking for? When things are like placed perfectly. Strategic.
Yeah, there definitely is a strategy behind it.
Did you have a dollhouse when you were young?
I did. It was like a life-size
one. I thought a life-size.
Well, like, I could fit in it.
You could fit in your dollhouse?
Yeah, like, it wasn't for me. It was for, like, American Girl dolls.
Oh, wow. Really big.
Yeah, I loved that.
You kind of always had an inkling that you wanted to do something visual, correct?
My parents battled me forever to go to school for art. I did AP art in high school. I did all mixed media, so that's, like, pencil, oil, whatever.
Well, what's your favorite medium?
Pencil.
Mind you, we had this conversation in Terry's old fashioned ice cream, and we were talking about what our medium would be for art, and I said pencil.
I love a pencil. Well, I like a pen.
I would never be pencil.
No, you would never.
What
would you be? I'm more of a marker.
No. I would be chalk. That I
can spread. Yes.
Yeah, you would be chalk. I would do it with my hands.
Yes.
Charcoal.
Rough it up.
Rough it. Yeah. I actually did it as an art minor, and I did a lot with charcoal. I did.
That's so cool.
In it.
Yeah. That's right for you.
Yeah, that's right. I want to get my hands in it.
I wish I was more of like a paint girl. Like, get messy, but I'm too, like.
Me too. I like pencil.
But yeah, I also trained in ballet growing up too, so I have
that seaside. So what's your favorite Baubles? Aesthetically, which one, if you had a live-in, would you want to live in? Doesn't have to be one of mine.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, maybe it's just because I was part of the process, but Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I started to, like, kind of change my home, like, little aspects like that. I also love Charleston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just feels so rich when you walk in. But I like them all for different things. Like, Newport feels like home to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else? Portland makes me want to shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, they all give me different things.
Which store do you spend the most in? Probably Portland for you.
No, Newport.
Oh, Newport.
Those girls can be
where do I spend most?
Oh, no, Newburyport.
Oh, Newburyport.
Oh, my God. Newburyport. I'm always buying stuff there.
Why Newburyport? Something in the air? Something. Is it Brooke?
It's probably Brooke. It's Brooke.
Directly. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I spent a lot in a Gunquit.
You did?
I spent a lot in a Gunquit.
Because we styled you.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
But it's just like the feeling. I have a special feeling about that place.
Perkins Cove.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole, like, fictional outline of a novel, a series, Perkins Cove.
Well, let's describe a Gunquit first. Because you go in, it's down a cove in a beautiful, picturesque main town.
Yeah.
And there's a little lobster shanty on the right.
Mm-hmm.
There is. There's a waterway with lobster boats. And there's a little taffy store that's selling the taffy.
Yeah.
And there's a really cute little bungalow. And it happens to say Baubles and Lace on it.
So cute.
It's a Baubles bungalow on the water across from the lobster traps.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorites.
Okay, so now I set the tone. Tell us about your novel.
Perkins Cove. Yeah. So it's a fictional town. And a young mid-30s woman moves from her big city job to a Gunquit after inheriting a bungalow from one of her aunts that she didn't really know about. She was just kind of like this mysterious artsy woman who lived in Agunquit.
So this is written.
No, it's written. So she...
It's in her head.
So she inherits this, she gets a call that she, has something in her aunt's will, and her mom and her aunt had lost touch a long time ago. Her mom obviously had passed away. So she goes and she turns out it's this bungalow. And downstairs is a retail space and upstairs is an apartment. When she gets, out of her car and she parks the car, there's a dead
bird. What does that mean?
You'll have to read and find out.
And that's the cliffhanger, folks.
Mm-hmm. Is there potential for it to be smutty?
Speaking of a smutty novel, I can't believe you just asked me that. So
as if you knew.
Oh my God.
As if you knew.
As if you knew. I don't even think I told you the story.
Again and hand her off.
Yeah.
So here we are. Bumping along on the slow train to New York. Mm-hmm. Not even the Estella. It's the slow one.
And we packed like we were going camping.
We did.
And we just decided on a whim, we're going to New York. And I literally packed like I was going camping.
Yeah.
I refused to bring more than a backpack.
No, she wore a backpack legit. I'm like, mm-hmm. we can have a wheelie bag.
No, nope.
We have a suitcase.
Not me.
That's okay.
She rolled her clothes up.
Okay.
I rolled them. The bug spray. No bug spray.
I was like, I need my suitcase for the jewelry.
Yeah.
Jewelry
by.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we're on the train and it says maybe probably 4.5 to 5 hours in. And we're sitting in the cafe car, of course, because we wanted a table. And on the slow train, there's no tables mm-hmm. except for the cafe car.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we're starting to chit chat with the people around us.
Because yeah.
Why not? So we're asking the conductors about their crazy train stories. Mm-hmm. We are laughing, having a grand old time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
And then,
of course, I get too involved. So there's this man sitting in the, booth thing behind me. And you're basically, shoulder to shoulder.
He's almost hot.
He has kind of this long,
Are we pushed because
push
back hair? I've heard this story. I'm going to let you finish.
Okay.
It's not like Kanye. Well, let him finish.
Yeah.
Are you saying that because of what you know that
he was up to? No, it changed my mind entirely.
Okay, continue.
So he had this brown pushed back hair, a toothpick, kind of like a disheveled button down shirt.
Unbuttoned one too many.
Yeah. Just you can tell he probably chain smoked cigarettes, could be kind of hot. And for me.
Sounds hot to me.
Right. He was pretty hot. So I turn around towards the end of the journey and he's writing a novel. And so I go, oh, what you writing? Just like me, couple red wines in. What you writing?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's a short story I've been working on for 3 years. And I'm like, oh, wow, 3 years. I wrote a story in a day, but what's up? What is it?
Oh.
And he's like, it's about this young man who's a business major and he's in his senior symposium, whatever the fuck they call it. And this billionaire walks in and hires him out of the blue. He goes to work for this billionaire. And I go, oh, wow, that sounds really interesting. He goes, it's filthy.
Filthy, dirty?
And I go,
yeah.
And I go, oh, yeah. And it's tons of sex, tons of drugs, tons of drinking, everything I wish I could do.
Oh,
and I just go, oh, well, that's probably a more healthy outlet than doing it.
So he hasn't gotten laid in a while.
I don't know. He was probably an addict in recovery. I don't know, but I just held such a normal conversation and Lindsay's across the table, horrified. Her eyes are huge, jaw gaping.
Oh,
and I'm
kept your cool.
Still, yeah. I'm just engaged with this guy. And then I had to fucking hustle off the train because we could get murdered.
Yeah. He goes, he looks at her. He goes, it's filthy. She just goes, oh.
She nods.
Oh, all right.
I think I asked a couple follow-up questions. Some of them, I'm intrigued.
I want to read the book.
Do you
know his name?
We don't know his name.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
New York Times bestseller.
Dude, he could end up being famous.
He's the next column.
He could ghostwrite Perkins Cove. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Ooh, like that collab.
So. Yeah, no, I don't know that it's going to be smutty. Long story short, I don't know.
It's filthy.
It's filthy.
It's so funny.
It's awful.
Mm.
All right. So I have some questions about your house.
Yeah.
Now, I obviously know you have a dog and a cat and they look at each other because she shows me videos all the time. I'm really interested in inter species love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I love when different species are friends.
I love it.
Yeah.
They're best friends. And it's funny because she's, my cat's a little fat. So they're the same size. My dog's abnormally small for her breed. My cat's too big. But they love each other.
As the resident dating expert, actually, yeah. There's a TikTok trend I've seen, and I saw Rob on Love Island bring it up.
Yeah.
He called himself a black cat.
Yeah.
What is the whole black cat golden retriever series? Oh, yeah, what is that?
Because as time has went on, I'm starting to feel like I am a black cat. So golden retriever is the kind of boyfriend who will do anything and everything for you. Think about how a golden retriever is so loyal. They're so loyal. They always want your attention. If you tell them to jump high, they'll say, can I go higher? Whatever that phrase is, a bad phrase is. A black cat dating is someone that like wants you to love them, but don't look at me and only give it to me when I want it. Michaela, that's you.
You are a black cat all day.
Oh, I am a black cat.
Like she wants, like, you want it. Yeah. It's a give me attention, but also don't look at me.
She never found out.
You are a black cat. Yeah. So it's like, love me, but only pet me when I come to you and only touch me in these certain spots.
Right. And if you touch me wrong, I scratch. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to drink to that.
All right.
Yeah. I think I'm 50-50. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm too flirty to get that. Above.
Yeah, you are. You're, yeah.
Yeah. I'm too old and married to know.
I don't even know at this stage.
So funny. Okay, anyway, your animals are friends. I had to ask that.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm happy to share my resources.
Now, a lot of our stores have a different aesthetic, as we know. Yeah. What is your home aesthetic? Can I tell you what I picture?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I picture a little bit like modern country.
Cool.
Like, not town and country, that's too preppy, mm-hmm. but like I picture different patterns, mm-hmm. that could be mixed, like a floral,
yeah.
with maybe another weird floral, with
yeah.
maybe muted colors, mm. a little French countryside.
Mm.
I definitely think country is part of my home aesthetic. I mm-hmm. like to call it like a grandma cottage,
mm-hmm.
because I like mm-hmm. very eclectic things.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
you do.
I like to, my mom thrifts. And although it drives me crazy when she calls me on a Sunday morning and be like, let's go thrifting. And I'm like, not in the mood. I found the best shit.
Yeah.
I like things with a story. I don't really have anything, like, new other than, like, my couch and my appliances. But, like, yeah. everything's.
So you're not, like, a home goods girl.
No. I go for work.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Online goods in bottles. But personally, not a home goods girl.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Do you collect those little mice people?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
I feel like
do you have like figurines?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, like, no, not really. I have trinkets.
Like glass figurines.
Yeah.
What are your trinkets?
So, like, I went to Block Island a couple summers ago, and I found this little, like, grandfather, like, crystal clock. It's like a desk clock.
Oh,
like, yeah. things like that.
Okay, I want to see it.
I do, too.
But coming over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Paige Lorenz, right? You know, she's an influencer. Her home, she lives in Connecticut. It's very country cottage. So I would say that if you ever want to actually visualize what it looks like.
Just picture it's sunny and beautiful and quaint.
Oh, I'm in like the shade.
You are? I imagine sun-drenched.
Sun-drenched through beautiful sheer lace curtains.
That are constantly billowing in the breeze.
I don't have any shades on like anything in my house because I'm in the woods. So there might
be,
I may have a peeping Tom. I don't even know it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I low-key might be a peeping Tom.
Explain.
Say more. At night, there's nothing I like more than driving as a passenger, of course.
Yeah.
Looking inside people's houses at night.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't go up to the windows.
No, but I slow down a little. I'm like,
yeah, but I'm really intrigued.
Yeah.
Especially when it's light inside, dark mm-hmm. outside.
Like dinner time.
Really yeah. see. What are you doing?
What are you eating?
Yep. What are you watching?
I'm always disappointed in the decor. Yes. Nobody decorates the house.
No, and the sizes of TVs are getting insane.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, my TV's too big. It's probably my body problems.
Insanely large.
Yeah. I know. Why?
I don't know. If I lived in a city, I'd have binoculars all day. And I just
peep. The last guy I was dating had a great like patio. And we were going thrifting one day. And of course, I'm like, what kind of treasure do you want to find? And he thought that was like the dumbest question because boys are stupid. And I was like, we're finding binoculars. And he's like, there's no way. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, within the next 35 minutes, we will find binoculars. And guess what? We did.
Of course.
Two of them. And I left them at his house and I regret it hard. Because I got an adorable little girly pair.
Oh, we could have peeped so good.
I'll get him back. Just like, awesome.
I'm the opposite. Like when I take my dog for walks, I'm like, I hope no one's looking out there, but they're seeing me sweating and my dog pulling and her shitting on their lawn. Like I want to be in my own world.
I think the opposite from you. Literally just said in an interview I had, I go, what is your favorite part of being a store director? And she was being the center of attention.
Yeah,
it's not just like, I want to be alone. Nobody look at me.
No, like in my home. Yeah. Like back in Mystic. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't see anyone. But in Bottle Station, put me on a billboard. Here I am.
I love it.
Live cam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All day. 24/7.
I can't believe they said that. That's the most me thing I've ever said.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
What's your personal style?
I know I keep saying flirty, but I do feel like that's my style. Like very flirty, classic. Maybe, I don't know, it depends on the day too. Like if I'm doing visuals, like I can't be wearing a heel all day. But if I go out in town, I feel like my style's pretty like posh, I guess you would say.
Classic, yeah, you are posh.
You are posh.
Yeah.
But you're not fussy posh.
Mm-mm. No. Like it's almost like silent luxury posh.
Mm-hmm.
I like when you wear a little watch. In fact, I wore a little watch today just for you. I said, I'm doing Alexa today in the podcast. I'm going to wear a little watch. Mm-hmm. This is not very her. There's no battery in it. It's dead. But isn't it?
No, it's cute though. Yeah.
Mine's never working either. I put it on 7-Eleven every day. I don't use it to tell the time.
Would you ever be caught dead in a ballet flat? Because you did ballet, so why I ask?
I don't think so because they make my feet look big. And I have insecurities. My parents used to call my feet bug stompers.
So Alexa was a ballet dancer.
So loud.
Like, coming from a size 10 girly over here. I don't know.
I'm not far off. I'm 8.5.
That's a very normal size.
Yeah, it's regular.
Okay. No ballet flats for me.
No.
Mm-mm. I would love to get my foot back in a point shoe.
Point's so much fun.
When's the last time you were in a point shoe?
College, probably.
Do you have them hanging on your wall?
I used to.
Could you still do it if you put them in, if you put your foot in?
Totally.
That's great.
Yeah.
I want to see.
I'll get there.
Love that. I think it's why you do have a graceful air to you in the way that you move. So I can only attribute that to LA.
What a compliment. I feel like I'm stomping around all the time.
No. You don't.
With the towels in my hands.
Mm-mm. No, you're not klutzy at all.
Piles of clothing.
No, you're very graceful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Everything you do is sexy, actually.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's true.
I was Boston. Like, what? Yeah. When was this?
A year. Last summer, yeah.
I remember I was wearing a little, like, denim. Like, jumpsuit. And there's some days where I'm super fucking insecure. And I hear Michaela behind me. And I look back, and she goes, everything you do is so sexual. You're like, you walked up and down the trolley, and I just couldn't stop staring.
It's true. I asked you to get me a bottle of water. Yep. The way you did it was just...
Yeah, how'd she do it?
She just, like, just the way she bends. Like, it's just so... Like, I just...
I don't. You would make that noise, so you're gonna complain the whole time.
Yeah,
get you.
I'm the complaint.
What song is playing in Alexa's head as she's moving? What's her soundtrack song?
I don't know. The only what just like popped into my head for some reason is that Rod Stewart song.
Is it Kenny G?
I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. I guess that's what plays for me.
Okay.
When you're around.
That was a good question. That was a good answer.
Yeah. It was there. It was right there.
I knew you had it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't ask me any worse because I won't have it right now.
I have one. I'm a black cat.
Don't let me name you in the
bitter. I know.
Don't let me know on topic.
Mine's white noise.
It's filthy.
Definitely a noise.
Brown noise.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. There's just like...
That sounds yucky.
Yeah, what's brown noise?
I like it better, so... I find that white noise is a little more high-pitched and brown noise is a little more lower. They're like the same thing, which is a higher pitch, lower pitch.
Okay.
I like it. I've been going to sleep to it. It's been helping.
All right, so you're not wearing ballet flats. What are you wearing?
I feel like I'm always in like a heel for the most part.
With what?
I'm very basic. A jean and a heel. My legs are usually out, actually. A skirt and a heel. Mm-hmm. A tall boot and a dress. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm a sucker for Fiora.
How would you dress yourself if you were on Love Island? I don't know if I could hang out in a bikini for a month.
In a muumuu? Would not be worth it, especially with bikini.
Like, I'm just, like, so addicted to it, and I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah. But I don't know how, like, you have to be in a bikini all day.
Well, also, see, this is why I do feel like you can do it, though. You like color.
I do like color. Yeah,
you're in your color era.
I am in a color era.
You can't catch me dead in neon. Maybe pink. Maybe neon pink.
I could see you in pink.
These girls are wearing, like,
green and orange and blue and red.
Tie-dye.
Yeah.
It's like a rainbow for it. I'm not going to do that.
I have a question about their gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this.
I want a necklace mic. I'm done with this.
I want to be mobile. I want a necklace mic.
For this. And then, you know what? We can be on the move. We can be on the move doing this.
Yeah, we can start acting out scenarios.
We can be laying in your villa.
Oh, yes. Alexa can be getting water off Betsy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I want a Love Island necklace microphone.
Okay. All right. Done.
I consider it done.
Great.
But
where are their clothes? They're not in those little white suitcases.
No, there's in the closets. No
way.
There's closets.
They can't fit. They were something different every day.
There's like an area.
They also trade around clothes.
No.
I've seen them.
I also heard random. I heard that they do. So I was like, how do they, like, their new
clothes? Like, fucking overalls.
Oh, I really love. I think that's the hottest thing.
Oh, I hate the overalls.
Oh my God, really, I love them.
I hate the overalls so much. Really?
Well, you know I love an overall, though.
I hate an overall.
The thing is, I wish that his overalls were not such a crisp blue.
No, I
wish they were a little more broken in, a little dusty.
It's on brand for him. There's something about him that you want to hate everything. So the fact that he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. He said, I'm going to buy brand new Dunaroos and wear them on Love Island. And I'm not going to act like I actually am a snake wrangler. Is he a snake wrangler?
That's what he claims to be.
He's right. I think he's a little, as Sam would say, a little frotty.
I think he was a theater kid.
You do.
There's a lot of TikToks out there of him doing some emo shit.
All I know is I would date him in a heartbeat.
I do see you with a guy like that.
For sure.
I would cut off my left tit.
You're not an Aaron girl.
I think he's attractive. But the thing about me is if I was dating a guy who did what Aaron did to Kayla, mm-hmm. I would go mental.
I'd burn the villa down to the ground.
And I don't want to go mental again. I've been there and I don't want to do it again. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. So that's me maturing and saying that he's not the man for me.
Who names their daughter Kayla is another thing that's been making me crazy. Yeah. Like, let's pick a regular name and then just change one letter.
Wait, everyone should do their best. Fuck Aaron.
What?
When she goes like, she's like, fuck Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about?
She's not there yet.
We can't do it.
Doing that. Okay, if we were gonna vote and or submit, we're pretending now Lindsay's not married. If we were to send in an application to a dating show for Lindsay, what would it be?
What's the naked show?
Oh my God. What's the naked dating show that we love?
Put me in the naked one?
Yeah, you have a great body. You get to choose the people.
Yeah.
You are only naked at the end.
Yeah.
What's that show called?
Naked Attraction.
You'd love it.
So for people that haven't seen Naked Attraction, let me just explain what happens.
Yes. It's on HBO.
Or Maddox. I don't think you will believe it. You won't believe it. You're going to need to fact check me because you're going to think I'm lying.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So they have somebody come out clothed.
Mm-hmm. With the host.
With the host. Male, female, gay, straight, whatever. And then they have five different people behind colored screens. Mm. And they say, okay, let's raise the screens to the waist.
And it goes, the music is in my head, but I don't know if I can do it. I can't do it.
I'm scarred.
They play the music. It's kind of like this.
Yeah, nothing lives silent. And then all of a sudden their dick's out.
Dick. Full dick or full bush.
If you can even see it.
Yes. Sometimes they're tiny.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot of weird dicks out there.
Unbelievable.
Right?
I didn't realize how weird dicks were until I watched this show.
Me too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I know.
They're also English, typically. So that comes with its own.
You would think thing. To go on the show, you'd want to be A, attractive, and B, hung.
Yeah.
Correct.
And C, clean. You would trim up a little. You got to trim.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. They don't do anything.
Full bush.
Mm-hmm. Or toad.
Ween.
Tiny.
Yeah. Sometimes like big ones.
And they're not fit, and they raise it up to the neck. And the amount of bad tattoos out there, I was actually thinking about how now people that aren't tattooed are the rare ones. They're the minority, yeah. And it's not cool. Part of me is like, I wish I had none.
Me too.
Zero.
I'm still going to get more, but now I wish I had none.
Load them on.
Well, yeah.
Once you got one, you might as well have 100.
Mm-hmm.
We say that but every single time we go anywhere. We're like, should we get a tattoo today?
I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay, so we're putting Lindsay on Naked Attraction.
Okay.
I think that, like, although you love it, I do think you would kind of freeze if he was in front of you, like, that time. But I would still, I just, you love that show.
I love the show, I'd want to be on it.
You don't want to be on it, so we have to find something else. I just want to talk about the show. It's just so good.
I know. The show is so
good. No, I think you would do great as the one looking for a date. I really do.
All right.
Oh, I have one for you. I told you about this show.
What?
I want to remember. Baggage.
Oh, what's Baggage?
Oh, it's this stupid show on Game Show Network. Basically, there's three contestants, and they all have three cases of baggage. And your baggage can be, I still live with my mom. I'm just going to do ones about my ex-boyfriend. I still live with my mom. I don't have a job.
Okay. Okay.
And they go case by case. So the first case, she reads them all. She gets rid of one person. She slowly eliminates. And at the end, she shows her big baggage. It's such a good show. It's like a 20-minute show on a Game Show Network.
I want to watch it.
It's so silly. It's okay. So good.
I would put you on, I hate to go so classic, but The Bachelor.
Me? All day. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to go on.
You would have. You should have.
So I should have went on.
Good. Not too late. And Michaela, we know, is Love is Blind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All day long.
All day long, Love is Blind. Put that bitch in a pod. Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready, world.
All day long,
Love is Blind. Get ready, world.
Mm-hmm.
I just really think that when there'd be problems, I think, I smell trouble.
I smell myself being one that like has a few men they like.
Here's how I see it going down.
Or I hate them all.
They're all going to fall in love with you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. And then you're going to choose the wrong one. There's going to be one that's clearly like hot and perfect for you. Mm. And you're going to choose the wrong one who's like just not good for you. He's the bad one. You're going to choose the villain.
I don't even see that. I see you getting overwhelmed and then you just leave. You don't think.
Which, yes. No, I think I would stay. I think I would get engaged, but I do. I think I would get engaged, but I do think like I could eventually become a villain. Because if I feel like I made the wrong choice, I'm going for my right choice.
Well, that's what I think is going to happen. I think
now I'd be like, oh my God, I fucked up. I fucked up. Please, can we redo it?
Okay. They're going to have they have a pool party after and everybody goes and they see each other and then you're going to pick it right up. That's what's going to happen.
Spoiler alert. I'll definitely be the villain and do that. But it will work out.
No, I don't think so. You're going to pick the villain. And so they'll be happy when you
they're going to be happy for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to root for you. You're going to be America's sweetheart.
Okay. Sweet. I mean, I love that.
Being a villain is always bad. They wanted to make me the villain on The Bachelor. That's why I pulled out. Because you guys know me. I'll say anything that comes to my mind. That's like, I feel like I scared you at first, Lindsay.
Me?
Yes, you did.
Because you were like, I can't believe the things that comes out of her mouth sometimes.
Yeah, you say, I never know what she's going to say.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
I never know. Yeah, they want me to be the villain. And I was like,
No, I don't want to be the villain, but I think people can mistake me for a villain because I have a strong personality.
But it's the face, the baby photo of you. You still like the same face. Remember that baby photo?
Yeah, I was born with a resting bitch face. Like, I did not smile as a child.
It's just stern face. It's not like a resting bitch face. It's just like, what is she thinking about? That's like, what is she pondering?
You'll never know.
I feel like I know everything by now.
You do.
Just like you mind.
If you know me, you know.
Yeah.
So interesting. Well, we're not going to submit Lindsay to baggage, but
no.
Maybe you'll see Alexa on The Bachelor. I think it might be, are we too old to The Bachelor now?
I was just going to say that.
It's like they only do super young 20-somethings.
There's so much old to Bachelor. You know?
Listen, what's his name? It's pretty cute.
No.
No.
He was
Jerry.
Like, he was like, yeah, like, I want to squeeze your cheeks, cute.
Didn't he end up being poor?
He was too nice.
Oh, yeah, that did come out.
He was poor.
Yeah. He was too nice. He needs an edge.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch The Golden Bachelorette because she is a hot ticket, that woman.
Yeah.
She's the one who left for her daughter. Yeah.
Maybe if we have time to spare, we can start a podcast.
Oh yeah, we should.
I would love that.
We're in.
So
much. Yes, we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that.
I have to say, last season on The Golden Bachelor, the one that looked like Kris Jenner, I think she's great.
Oh, I loved her. She made an appearance.
She's great.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great. Good.
She should. I would watch her season all day.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. I would too.
All right. Well, coming to a TV near you. Maybe yes. Maybe not.
Okay. Let's bring this back. We've gone a lot of places.
Yeah, we have.
Mm-hmm. We've been writing books in Perkins Cove.
Yes.
We've been doing ballet with sexy ass Alexa. Mm. We've been on The Golden Bachelor. Let's bring it back to Bauvels for a minute here.
Yeah.
What should people burn? What should people keep this season?
Okay. So this is hard for me to answer because I don't really like go away from what I typically wear. Like, my style is pretty reserved. I don't think I'll get on board with ballet flats ever. I don't think they're flattering on anyone personally. You could make it work. You can make anything work.
Wearing a flat, let's be real.
I am loving, although I'm not wearing any, the chunky jewelry trend. Like, it's here to stay. I flip and love it. I love mixing metals too right now. I think that's a really good one.
What kind of chunky? What are you wearing?
I'm an earring girl right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the bracelets like Michaela. I can't, like, it's too much noise for me.
I like to make noise.
Exactly. I'm loving the earrings. Yeah, I want to get to the bracelets. I really do. But I like any earring that looks like it came from Grammy's closet.
Mm-hmm.
Grammy Sheen. Mm-hmm. I know that, like, Coastal Grandma, like, went away, but I think Coastal, like, Grandma jewelry is coming in.
Yeah, it's cool to see, like, the 80s jewelry in style. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to get the vintage Chanel stud button earrings.
I want you to get those, too.
I'd look so good in those.
Yeah, you would. I want you to get those, too. All right, so we're burning ballet flats, keeping the chunky jewels.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm like,
eh. How about the mesh ballet flats? Are those kind of cool?
I like a mesh shoe. Like, I love the mesh heels. Love those. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I do like them better than the Lucide Clear because your feet get hot and they get
and
foggy.
They get foggy.
Yeah,
it's not attractive.
I only really wear those as a kid. Like, how do I not have blisters?
Remember jellies?
Yeah, jellies.
I loved jellies.
Yeah. But, like, how do we wear those?
We didn't. They were painful and sweaty.
Yeah. Like,
if you take them off, you still have the grid on your foot.
Mm-hmm. Child abuse.
You still have that grid.
Yeah.
No, I'm a wee bit older than you girls. But when I was young, the hot thing was these kind of like a ballet flap, but they were really soft. They were like a Chinese slipper. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Were they also meshed and then had, like, the flowers on them?
Nope. They were purely black canvas fabric.
No.
No. Oh my God, I gotta show you a picture.
So, all I'm thinking about is a tom.
They were kind of like a tom. It was a Mary Jane tom. It had a buckle across the foot.
Oh, okay.
It was a hot thing in high school. You could only get up in the bus stop, which is a store downtown.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I never had them.
Oh, you know what else I'm loving?
What?
Barrel jeans. Duh.
Oh, barrel jeans.
Barrel racing.
Barrel.
Alexa, so.
Shoot.
You know, barrel jeans. Barrel jeans. Earrings.
Catch me on a lobster boat tonight, Mom.
How do I wear them? I think some people are confused about the barrel jean because they're like, I don't know about it. They're coming from maybe a skinny jean. Like,
yeah.
How do we do it? People, I think, are going to hold them up and be awfully confused.
I love them with that heel. Mm-hmm. Love, love, love.
Can you wear them with a flap? I think my mom would wear them.
I think you can if you have enough skin showing at the bottom of the barrel.
They have to be like a little, you got to see some ankle, I think.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to show being a little.
Do you have to wear a tight top?
I would. Yeah, because they're like, you have to like counterbalance the, you know, if you're going to do big on the bottom, you're going to do tight on top. But you could, I can see you styling with like a button up and like tucking a certain way. That could work too.
All right. I'm in.
I like to sex them up like I do with everything. Barrel jean, a little tube top, tons of jewelry hair.
When you get dressed, Lindsay asked me this question the other day. When you get dressed, how do you want people to see you? Like when they look at you, what do you want them to think?
What do you want to communicate?
Oh yeah, what do you want to communicate? Yeah, that was the question.
It's so funny because I don't think of that. I'm like, what am I going to feel good in today?
You think you don't.
If I'm going on a first date, I totally think about that. Like what other people are going to think of me. I have a rule when it comes to dressing myself. Mm-hmm. I either want... I am so sexual. I either want my legs out or my tits out.
Yeah.
Like I don't want both covered. Because it just makes me feel like they're my favorite assets. Like, oh, yeah, I like my face too, but my face is always there.
Right. The face is always built.
Face is always there. No. So that kind of helps me build my wardrobe in a sense. I start with one of those. But I always want to, I want to appear fun.
Do you think that to be taken seriously in the world, dominated by men specifically, do we need to lead with sexuality, hide the sexuality? I think about that a lot.
Coming from science, a science background, all of my studies in school, I was like mainly the only girl. And I dressed in Patagonia and I dressed like the men and I still wasn't treated like an equal. And even days where I would show up in my best fit for a presentation, they treated me the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a little more of a look, but my value didn't go up or down based on what I was wearing.
Mm.
So it's interesting to think about, but...
I think about that, where if I was giving a presentation to maybe a room full of 20 board members, and they're all men and they're all in suits, do I want to come in and downplay the chest, button up to the top, wear pants, wear not a huge heel, or do I want to go in with a tight skirt, you know, unbutton down a little bit and work with my sexuality that I have?
Mm-hmm. I guess what's the goal? What's the goal of this presentation to the board?
That's a good point.
What are you asking for? If we're asking for funding, get those titties out, girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, or if you're their new boss, you're buttoned up. It depends on what you're asking.
And not for nothing. Men don't think that. Like, no. Think that deep.
Women are more...
They're not thinking deeply.
Women are more judgy of women than men are of women.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have that mixed group of people in the boardroom that I'm imagining for you, you have to dress for the woman.
So it's fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
But what women? Because some women you want to be... Some women are going to appreciate it, and some are going to
judge you. It doesn't matter. You can't win. Just do what you want. You can't. It doesn't matter because someday we're all going to be dead. So wear whatever the fuck you want.
I don't think a man, no matter what he wore, what a man wears in front of, you know, that board member, they don't even look at it.
No.
But they do look at it for women. They 100% do. I have two feminist sides of me that are like, be you, drive with it. And the other side's like, you know.
I guess Michaela's right. It's your audience. It's always your audience.
It's your audience. And also whatever makes you feel good. Because again, we're going to be dead someday.
Listen.
What you wore a year ago doesn't.
Yeah. No one gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares more about you than you. Nobody's thinking about you.
Nope.
Update. Nope. That's a hard truth for me.
Yeah.
I know.
No one cares. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
And if they do, it's because they have some sort of issue they're avoiding about themselves.
That's deep. That's deep.
Thank you, Tony Robbins.
So as everyone drives off the bridge tonight, and thank you for tuning in to Buff After Dark.
I'm a black cat. I'm obsessed with death, so.
Yeah. You're my cat.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Alexa. This was super fun. I'll plug yourself. Where can the people find you?
The people can find me on Alexa, What Do I Wear? If you want to see all things bobbles, I'm trying to be more active on that.
On Instagram.
Trying to get my actual Instagram.
Yeah. Totally up to you.
My actual Instagram, sure, I'll get some more followers. AL_XA. It's Alexa, but the E is replaced with an underscore for anyone that didn't know.
I love it.
Yeah.
And she'll be doing an Instagram takeover on Bobbles and Lace soon. Mm-hmm. So
next week.
Yes.
So look out for day her. In the life of our visual director.
Mm-hmm.
My sexy strut.
Yes.
I think it's going to be interesting.
I do too.
I don't even know what I'm going to do yet.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day in the life.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Basically my bachelor audition.
But I do request you start with the dog and the cat
species
kissing. Yes. And cleaning.
Okay. I'll find. Yeah.
That's my special request.
Yeah, we'll start with them.
Perfect.
And then a sexy walk down the train.
Okay, sounds good.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. All right, well, thanks again. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.